a green beret. Silver wings.
Heartland. Upon the conservative head. Christian truth.
These are men. America's best. 100 men will test today, but only three win the Green Beret.
Welcome back to Heartland. This is Bruce DeLay. One of the other lines from that little song there, I guess I'm just a softy on these things, but I love that song. I love that movie. I know it's a lot of people think it's nothing but political ideology and stuff, but there's certain scenes in that movie that are priceless. And in that song, one of the lines is, men who mean just what they say, courage take from the Green Beret. We need more men who will say what they mean and mean what they say and not be politically correct, religiously correct, say something in order to get an offering in your church, whatever it might be. We need men who mean just what they say. They may only say at one time, but then if we'll get back to that way of living, and instead of the hypocrisy of religion, then people will take us serious when we say something, and because they know I'm just going to say this one time. And so I appreciate that old song and that movie, and I I'm a little bit of a softy in those areas, but I appreciate our combat veterans. I appreciate them and what they've done for us, and I just want to give you that honor today as we look at the body of Christ, because in the New Testament, this is what a lot of people don't know this, the Apostle Paul used military analogies more than any other. And now he used the body of Christ, that the church is like a body and we are all members, some are the hands, some are the feet. He used different analogies. He used military analogies more than any other analogy. That's a, that's a major statement when I say more than, but he used it an awful lot. And hopefully we can begin to see the kingdom of God as a military campaign, light against darkness. That we are in a struggle for life. It's a life and death thing. It's not so much even right and wrong. It's life and death. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Good and evil are on the same tree, but there's a tree in the garden called the tree of life. And real Christians that are living by the Spirit are living by the life of Jesus Christ. That is how we derive our life, is through the Spirit and through the life of the one who died for us, Jesus Christ. So we're in a military campaign here. And one of the soldiers in the campaign, Val Smith, is with me this morning, who's back from a trip over to the Middle East. Actually, I don't know if you consider, I guess Turkey's the Middle East. It's right there. That
Northern East.
Northern East. There you go. Northern Middle East. And actually touched the Ark, the Ark of Noah, Noah's Ark, examined it, took video, and you have a new DVD out about it. Let's talk for just a minute. You have a website where a lot of these things are available and a lot of other information called throneofgod.com. Very easy to remember, throneofgod.com. A wonderful, beautiful website. Whoever does that does a great job. But tell us a little bit about what's available on your website.
Well, along with information on Noah's Ark, which is basically, I try to keep it to the narrative of the Bible and basically point. Because it's there for you to make up your mind.
And that's what a sign does. It points you.
Exactly. Yeah. And the Bible narrative is, that the one thing that I really got from the discoveries, I believe, is that I was taught that, I have to go back and read this for myself. Because as a young boy, I went to see all the guys that were climbing around on Ararat. And I thought it was great and wonderful, and it had to be on Ararat. That's what I'd heard all my life. And then when I find out that it's plural, that, the water, that it really rested, it didn't come to rest or land or whatever else some of the versions kind of tell you, that actually it's enlightening. So I have to go back and read the Bible for myself. So that has been the great truth for me, and to find the evidence to see these things. There are more than one great discovery here. I think you got a chance to see the information on Sodom and Gomorrah.
Oh, yeah, Sodom and Gomorrah. Tremendous information.
It's, you can go out there and pick up pieces of sulfur and brimstone yourself to this day. They're starting to catch on. Someone was telling me that, I think one of the missionaries that came back from there, telling us that it looked like maybe they were fencing some areas off. But these things are they're becoming well-known. People are going there and seeing the evidence for themselves. And that's the great thing about these things, that God has set these things out there that you can go look at.
So Sodom and Gomorrah is just not some mythical story to get across a point that was trying to be made, or the Noah's Ark is not just a story that God was trying to use in the Bible to get a point across. These are actual historic events that are proven now archaeologically and scientifically to be true. And anybody can go there, like you say, and break off a hunk. Well, you may not be able to much longer if they're fencing it off, But break off a piece of brimstone and check it out. They've taken this to laboratories in Sweden where now this laboratory is where they actually do, I think it was one of the Nobel Prizes or something.
Right.
And it's all on the DVDs and everything. But this is evidence pointing us to the truth that God's Word, the Bible, Old and New Testaments, are actually historically accurate.
Yeah. You can, you know, I've been privileged to make a few discoveries of just in research. I found a large picture in a book of basically this huge formation with looked like walls with ramparts on the top, 90-degree angles, and just made out of a completely different material than Masada, which is behind it. And the picture was called Masada. And a man named Frederick Brenner took this picture in 1987, I believe, which was before this discovery even happened.
Wow.
So you can go back and even find little clues and bits and pieces, you know, in just doing research or looking for these things. So that's been, it's been exciting. I've got at the website, you can see at the library, there's an extensive amount of information that if I have, extra copies of and stuff, write me and I'll be happy to send it to you. I have a lot of information on the ARRAP Ark Hunters that I believe were sincere to the majority of them.
Well, sure.
Because they risked their lives to go look for the Ark. But now that it's been found, and I believe as documented. Now there's some things that I'm not at liberty to talk about that are on the kind of on the verge of happening, I think.
Well, it's one of the things about credibility that is, you don't talk about things until they are confirmed and until they are, you know, validated. That it would hurt your credibility to talk about too many things that are right now happening, you know, behind the scenes.
I didn't feel like we were in a lot of danger when we were over there, but it is an oppressive system. And that's the thing. When you go to some of these countries, you can feel the oppression.
Now, it's Islamic, basically.
Absolutely.
There, right?
And we got called to prayer at 4:30 in the morning. We had a spire right by our hotel. But we also had a run-in with the Kurds and had to change hotels. And we had secret police that came down and interviewed with us the following morning. So it's...
When they started the national park, what was the ceremony they did when they actually christened this new national park in Turkey?
Well, they brought a goat in and they slit its throat and actually sprinkled the blood around on the site, you know.
And that's an Islamic custom.
Well, to chase the evil spirits away and to bless the ground and that type of thing. But, the visitor center, and there's a man by the name of Hassan Ozer who is a wonderful man and has been basically the caretaker of that place. And one of the things that was an amazing event that happened when we were there was that I'd asked him about an article that happened before called about a man named Rashid that had an AP article came back to the United States about third hand and really had it up on Mount Ararat. But it stated in that the people would come and go look at this object. The locals would go, and everybody that came back said that it was a ship. Well, you don't really make that Sunday jaunt up Mount Ararat, so we kind of felt like that was probably this area. And I asked him about Rashid, and he said, well, Rashid was an elder in the village and was his friend, but had since died. And that was great. But then he went on and he said, you know, though, when we were young, he said, we knew that there was something here, there was something holy, because there was a light that came from the middle of where this formation sits. They didn't know what it was at that time. It was still underground. It actually came out in an earthquake in 1948 when the sides basically kind of dropped away from this formation. But before that, they just thought that it was a holy place because of this light that, you know, you could go up to and you wouldn't see it. But from a distance, you could see this light that would emanate from the...
So is it possible?
Sitting there listening to this going, my goodness.
Is it possible that God himself in this generation, not for, you know, for almost 4,000 years, no one had seen this, but in this generation, God wants us to find this. God wants man to verify that this is Noah's Ark. God wants these things to show people that his word is true. The Old Testament stories are true. The Bible is accurate, you know, historically, and therefore is, you know, it's one of the confirmations that it is the Word of God, not just a fantasy book. I believe those things are true. And we're going to talk about in the next half hour some things about God's judgment coming to the earth that are really on your heart, and I'm looking forward to hearing that. Don't want to get into it before we have to break right here. But we're talking to Val Smith, who has produced a new DVD about finding the Noah's Ark, actually going there and videoing it and taking you personally almost on a tour of Noah's Ark as if you were there as a tourist and as just a visitor on vacation. And he's sharing that with us. He's making that available. We'll get you the information how to get that DVD and video here real soon. Thanks so much this morning for listening to Heartland. Appreciate you staying with us till the next half hour after the top of the hour. Heartland will be right back after Fox News and local news with Nils Anderson.